me tell you a story.
Welcome to My Skeptical Sister.
I'm Megan, the skeptical one.
I'm Aaron, the believer.
AKA the bitchy one.
Me?
No, me. I forgot this whole time. Remember when I was breathing in and out and you asked if I was okay?
Uh-huh.
Slightly patronizing tone, but it's fine.
No, it wasn't trying to be. It was just like...
Just kidding. I'm kidding. I was trying, to regulate myself. But while I was doing that, the whole time I said to myself, oh, you're going to say the bitchy one, like instead of the skeptical one. And then...
just rolled off the tongue.
Just totally forgot and said the skeptical one. So here we go.
It's okay.
I am the bitchy one tonight.
You haven't been bitchy to me at all. Except for just right then when you said I was being patronizing.
Well, it was your turn. No. Oh my gosh. So we just got done. Maybe it was the setting.
Yeah.
You think?
Okay. Oh, it wasn't me, right?
No. You were my only saving grace in that entire auditorium. We had to go to both of our middle schoolers' band performance. At least we had to be like in hell together.
Yeah.
And really, it honestly was a lovely performance.
It was great. They did an awesome job. Nice.
It's just a bunch of middle schoolers who are way better than I would have ever thought.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. But it's loud. It's just loud. There's like rude parents that are trying to talk over everything.
Which
that drives me crazy.
Oh, that drives me nuts. Yeah, listen, if y'all are an adult, don't talk when there's somebody presenting.
When there's a performance, teach your kids to be polite. So that was really, really raking on my nerves.
Yeah.
And meantime, I'm trying to be not that parent or not that person because I've got my four-year-old with me and she's horrible. Like, she's a horrible little being. Not because she's actually horrible, but because she's four.
And she had to sit there for a long time.
Yes. And so that made her horrible. That doesn't, I'm saying she's lovely on her own in another setting. She's great. She's fun to watch. But when you're trying really hard to be the quiet one and like set the example so that you can mean mug everybody else who's being rude and your kid is the one who has to keep being redirected, it's really hard to sit up on that high horse. but I was like trying to like control her with my eyes, with my everything. And I swear, Aaron, you were great. Thank you so much. But you were sitting behind me. So I quickly, like, suddenly realized, oh, crap, I'm supposed to be recording this for Blake's mom. So I hopped up real quick to get a better view of Blake. And she's, like, right there at my feet. And she's driving me insane. Because she's also kind of stripper dancing in front of everybody. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
She had, like, that perfect pole. You know that girl loves a pole. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Okay. So I'm just trying to block her out, but now she's making noise and I'm just like, I can tell my face is getting red. I have all day long dealt with other people's kids.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine.
Yep.
Patience of Job. Nothing phases me. I can have a kid spit in my face and you would never think I would ever have a reaction. My own child is mildly making some sound and I am about to go through the roof. And I look over at you and you go, do you want me to take her? And I could not contain myself. Did you see what I mouthed to you?
You did. No, I did. That's not what you said. I don't know if you're going to say it.
Oh, I'm going to say it. I said, I'm about to beat her little ass. And that is what I mouthed to you, forgetting that, first of all, I don't beat her little ass ever. But I also said it to you because it's you. And I knew you would also kind of laugh at that. But I forgot that I'm facing an auditorium of people who I'm sure are watching my stripper dancer, little four-year-old.
Listen.
And I also didn't say it loud enough for her to hear. Just for the record, before CPS gets called, she had no idea. It was for your ears only.
And I will say, she was short enough that I was very close to her and still couldn't see her over Kevin.
Good.
Like, I was looking in that direction because I knew she was driving you crazy. And when I looked over, I was looking at your face, but I don't think most people were like, I wonder what that calm recording lady is doing. I don't think anybody noticed it.
Oh, good. So they didn't see the four-year-old. All they suddenly saw was a crazy woman going, I'm going to beat her ass as I'm recording a bunch of middle schoolers. That does not make me feel any better, Aaron. That made me feel better.
Okay, true.
And I know, like, as soon as I said it, I was like kind of giggling myself like, oh, that'll make her laugh. And then I was like, oh, or get you like fired from your job because you're in a school in front of people who know that you're, it was just ridiculous. Anyway, so I am going to drink a little extra I'm going to drink a little extra glass of wine tonight.
There you go. Well, would you like to hear something very exciting about me?
Yeah, always.
Hold on, I need two hands for this.
Ooh, what's about to happen? Are you going to tell me a fish story? You're getting your hands kind of ready, like, to tell me how big the fish was.
I have a whole new personality.
Oh, what are you about to do? Oh. Really wish we were on camera for this.
I just flashed her. I'm wearing a sports bra. It's fine. Okay, this was
so
going to be...
things are happening.
This was going to be more climactic because I was going to buy a t-shirt at the game. And then I stayed back so long to get as many autographs as possible.
Wow.
That the store closed and I didn't get a t-shirt.
Oh my gosh, Erin. You might be the funniest dork I've ever met in my life. She just raised her shirt and there's a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
That you use a lot of color ink for.
I know. I didn't realize I was printing it this big. It's very large.
Oh, that has the Louisville soccer team's icon on
Louisville
it.
Louisville Racing. That's right. The girls football, the girls soccer football club.
Yeah. There you go.
I love them.
Okay. Yeah. I've been waiting and you've been teasing me by talking all about it around me, but not directly to me.
Yep. I want to go to all the games. I am going to watch them on TV, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, like if they're not.
So you're just specifically girls soccer.
Yep.
Women's soccer.
Yep.
Okay, tell me all about it.
Okay, first of all, I got autographs. Look, boom, boom.
I have no idea who these people are.
I don't really either, but it's so exciting. And I do
So
know,
you got to meet them, though. That's really cool.
Yeah. I got real bougie seats, thanks to Michaela. Thanks, girl.
Nice. Hey, Michaela, did she listen? Do I get tickets?
Oh, I told her, I'm like, I'm going to be talking about this. She might.
Well, welcome, Michaela.
She's got 3 season passes, like the best season passes.
And also, I could care less about soccer, but I saw a few of your pictures, and I care about all of the benefits.
Yeah. Her tickets come with all-you-can-eat food from this, like, one fancy bar. I got full dinner. Like a roast chicken dinner.
Yeah, sign me up for that.
Steak tips.
Yeah, I'll watch some soccer for that.
Oh my gosh. And all you can drink beer.
Yeah. Okay, for that, I might even watch like tennis.
I'm telling you, even if I didn't have it, it was so much fun. I got to meet Tristan Rodman.
What?
AKA.
No, you did not.
Dennis Rodman's daughter.
Oh, yeah. Now that is kind of cool.
Isn't that cool?
That is really cool. Does she play soccer?
She plays soccer. And he's.
For Louisville?
No.
Oh.
She was the opposing team.
Oh,
I had to cross enemy lines to get an autograph. Her story is so cool. Michaela knows everything about all the soccer players, which was really fun to watch with her. But apparently, Dennis Rodman is like, she's not my daughter. He doesn't claim her. And she's like, well, then you're not my dad. But she does keep his last name. And look at how cool her card is.
That is so cool.
And it's autographed by her.
I don't feel like she needs him.
Yeah, no, she doesn't. Right. She is amazing. And she took my phone and took a picture, like a selfie.
Oh, cool.
So that I'm in the back with Michaela and her.
That's fun.
So cool. Yeah, so I have a whole new personality and I love it.
I can tell. You were literally wearing the paper.
Yeah, really am so bummed that I didn't get to. I was going to wear a hoodie and then just unzip it.
Oh, you had a whole plan.
I know. And then we took so long. We went to go to the store and they're like, oh, the game ended an hour ago. We're closed. I was like, oh. You could have said that without the snark, but okay. It's getting an autograph.
Oh, that's awesome. Several autographs. That's great.
Yeah, I know. There's one professional soccer player on our team who was born without her full arm.
Oh my gosh.
And she's a professional soccer player.
That's amazing.
She is so cool.
That is so cool.
I'm going to tell you her name, but
and
I do have to look it up.
She's on our team?
Yes.
I would go just to see her. That's great.
I know. She was incredible. She was so good. Hold on. I want to tell you her name.
I hope she's got a great personality, too, because that would really, as another player, piss me off that everybody was coming just to see her. I'm like, look, it's not my fault I was born with 2 arms.
She seems great. Her, and I think this is the same couple. Her wife is also on the team. And
that's so cool.
I know. Her name is Carson Pickett.
And listen,
number
that's also
16.
Hats off to them for playing on the same team.
Right. Whew. Can you imagine?
I mean, literally and figuratively. But I mean, I would just be like, look, girl, we need some space.
Right?
I just am speaking because I could never play on any team with my husband. But that's because he's a man. So maybe. Simon, what's the soccer team called? I'm kidding, James.
At one point, Michaela said, yeah, that's so-and-so. And she's only 2 years younger than us.
Hmm.
And in my brain, because I always think I'm a young baby child. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh my gosh, she's so young to be playing professional soccer. And then I thought, oh wait, I think you were saying that so as in, listen to how old she is and she's still playing professional soccer. And I was like, oh man, it like took me a solid 10 minutes because I was like, cool, she's a baby.
Well, good for her. Isn't that normal to be that young playing soccer?
Right. I also, speaking of playing for the wrong team, fell in love.
Oh.
What is her name?
Yeah, I bet. Sears. See, I go there and fall in love with a lot of them.
Emma Sears, 13.
Mm.
Oh,
she's not 13.
No,
she's number 13. Number 13.
Well, I didn't become a criminal.
I didn't think so. The way you worded that, though, it sounded a little odd.
No, I'm sorry. Number 13, okay. Emma Sears.
Well, let me see.
I don't know if there's a picture of her, but oh my gosh, she's gorgeous. I got her autograph. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Made direct eye contact with her, and I was like, oh my gosh. No, there's no picture of her on this, but she's beautiful.
Nice.
Anyways, it was so much fun.
That sounds like a blast. I would like, does Michaela get just two tickets a game?
She's got three tickets, but usually her mom and her sister go, and her sister was out of town.
Well, that's so sad they're not going to get to go next time.
I know, right? I was there. Oh, here's one thing I wanted to say. Turns out, my biggest shocking thing about myself that I've learned
is just how many personalities you can have.
Nope. Okay. I always felt like I had the capacity for that.
Okay.
I am such a sports person as long as I'm there.
Yeah. I am too. I love a good sport when I'm in the moment.
Yeah. I don't care about, like, I've never really played a sport. I'm not somebody who, like, loves to sit and watch a sport. I will watch the Super Bowl and I'll get into the Super Bowl. But I do not really watch sports. Yeah. But when I'm there, and I thought, oh, it's just because my kids are playing, because I noticed it with softball. And then with lacrosse, I'm like in it. I don't know what's really happening with lacrosse, but I'm here for it. But I'm like, well, my kids are playing. Of course, I'm invested.
Sure.
Nope. You put me at that soccer game and I made the people in front of me turn around and I was like, I am so sorry. And he was like, oh, this like sweet little man. I don't know where he's from. He had an awesome accent. And he was like, it's okay. We're cheering together. And I was like, yeah, we're cheering together. It was great.
Well, that's it, right? Like it's the camaraderie.
Yes. It was so fun. And then at one point I looked at Michaela. I was like, I am so sorry. Like, this is loud. Is this okay?
Michaela, she can stay home. I'll go with you and your mom next.
Well, then I thought maybe she likes it. Like, I'm not just sitting here like bored. I'm in it.
Oh, you were in it. You were fully invested.
Fully invested. It is my new personality. So I have to go back. And I'm sorry.
When Erin gets a new personality, she will commit.
Yeah. For at least a solid few months.
Yeah. 6 months. Yeah. I give it a good 6 months. Yeah, and then she might taper off eventually. But yeah. I don't know. Sourdough's
too. I don't know. I'm kind of wimping out on sourdough here lately. It smells weird. I've done something to it.
Oh, gosh.
Smells like gym socks.
Because it's old. I don't understand that. Sourdough people.
I know. I need somebody who's just better at it.
It also seems like if you're going to have something, and no offense, Melissa, you're the only other sourdough person I can think of off the top of my head. But if you're going to keep something for that long that is living, that you're then cooking, which is also weird, I feel like it has to be in a very sterile environment.
No, it's and like I'm not
saying your house is not sterile. I'm just saying it is not sterile.
No, it's not sterile. And it's loosey-goosey out of my counter right now.
Yeah, see, that's disgusting to me.
It's got a coffee filter as its lid.
Yep. Nope. No more sourdough crackers for me. I don't believe you.
If I made them right now, you would eat those crackers.
I mean, it's like mom's theory, right? You cook it out.
Yeah.
Whatever's in there, you're just going to cook it out. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Peck of dirt.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, I agree. I'm the same way with sports. Like, if I don't have loyalties, really. For a while there, I really followed U of L. Like, I was like, okay, I'm a U of L fan.
Yeah.
Cardinal fan, and would go all, you know, would not go to the games, but, like, give me a good bar full of people cheering.
Yeah.
And I get really into it. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's just fun to cheer and go along with it.
Yeah.
But the older I got, the more I just didn't care anymore. And so I'm like, I'm not really loyal to them. But if you're like, if I'm with a friend and they're like, oh, this is my team. Oh, yeah, I'm in it. Let's go for this team.
Well, let me introduce you to Louisville Racing because they will be your team.
Well, once I get free booze and free food, I promise you I will be their number one fan.
I know. Like, I just need Michaela to maybe I'll just go. But she don't even drink beer. I've never once seen her drink a beer.
Sneak you the, what?
I think she's gluten free. No judgment. Isn't there beer and gluten? But, you know, she could just hand me that beer.
That's just so sad. She doesn't drink any beer and she gets all the free beer.
I know. I mean,
what's the point of the season passes?
I know. There's lots of food.
Oh, okay. Good seats, I guess. People like the good seats.
The most amazing seats I've ever seen.
That's probably why sports fans see that.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Like, we just need to go to the Golden Corral. Like, I don't know that we need to like go see a sporting event. We just need a good buffet.
Like the sports.
Right. Okay, and, sure.
Yeah.
We can put those on TV. Again, I really just feel like we need a buffet.
Yeah. That's true.
Fine.
Yeah. It was so much fun. I'm telling you. There was a guy who had the shiniest head I've ever seen in my whole life.
Oh, yeah. I did overhear you talking about that. Like, that really made an impact on you.
It was wildly shiny.
I mean, when you see a shiny head, you can't stop but look.
He must be buffering it or something, like putting something on.
Do you
on
like
it.
Picture him like putting oil on
yes.
it? Like,
I was like, oh, the glare of the lights off your head. I'm going to need my sunglasses back on.
Oh, it's hilarious.
He was the other team's manager, not coach.
Do you think he's proud of that or self-conscious
he's
about it?
He's got to be proud of it. Gotta There's no, I mean, you would have worn a hat. If you.
Do you think he should be proud of it or he should be self-conscious about it?
Honestly, it might have been a touch too shiny to be as proud as I think he was.
I mean, you've talked about it a lot and like, you know, it was maybe that's what he's going for.
It was startlingly shiny. And so that might be a problem. But, you know, he's clearly got a lot of pride in it. He's the other team's coach or manager. Sorry. So I'm trying to be soccery.
Oh, yeah. You're doing great.
So I'm not like rooting for his head.
Right when I took a drink. I mean, you got to find a shiny one to root for.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
You ready, Freddie?
I'm ready. Listen, I've been ready my whole life. Okay, so tonight's story is from a Reddit. They just said, sure, you can use my story. So I'm just going to go with anonymous.
Okay.
Our pretty awesome ghost and her story is the title.
I like to be a fan of the ghost before we get started.
Yeah, right? I like to hear an awesome ghost.
Yeah.
Like, let's see, because this is definitely a cold read. I read the first like three lines. I'm like, yeah, that'll do. I'll ask. So we'll see if there's anything offensive in here. So sorry. And also, sorry, Reddit user, if you listen to this, I promise you I did read the whole thing before I asked permission. Okay, here we go. My wife and I moved into our old house in New England in summer 2000. We had looked at dozens of houses, but this one just immediately felt like home. Soon after, we invited our good friends, James and his husband, up for the weekend. Keep James and his husband in mind.
All right.
Okay. We were pretty well into getting our late night party on, playing cards, drinking, smoking in the dining room. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw, though the experience was more like perceived, very vividly an older woman with jet black hair sitting next to the old upright piano in the corner.
Huh.
The piano came with the house. We specifically requested that the previous owner include it in the sale because it was so cool, and we didn't have much furniture. It wasn't even slightly scary. In fact, it was much like she was just hanging out.
Oh, what?
I mentioned it. I know, right? I mentioned it to everyone, and we laughed it off. Okay, wait. Reddit user, I'm going to need a little more information there. Like, you mentioned it, and they also saw it, or you mentioned it, and they're like, okay, sure you did.
I don't think they're seeing her.
Okay, so they're all just kind of like, okay, yeah. Like, you're drunk, right? Okay.
Well, they didn't say that, but okay.
I mean, that's what I would guess. Like, whoa, wow, maybe put that bourbon down. Drinking, or give me that bourbon.
Yeah, right? Yeah, let's do that. I want to drink enough till I see her.
Yeah, right? Drinking and fun continued through the night. I was never really a ghost believer, and that's in parentheses.
Okay.
Nope, that's in quotation marks.
Okay.
And still a skeptic 100%, but the rest of the story makes me really wonder.
So you feel like you're seeing or perceiving an old woman, but you're still like, I don't believe in ghosts.
Well, I think they're like this happened and this is what's making them like, now I wonder, do ghosts really exist?
Okay.
Several weeks later, we met a neighbor from down the street who lived in the neighborhood for 45 years. You live in the Muriel King house, she tells us. Muriel was a really interesting lady. She was a famous fashion designer in the 1930s.
Oh my.
Please Google her.
What?
I know, right? And lived there alone after her husband committed suicide. Whoa. Very tragic, but she was an interesting lady. Very independent and ahead of her time. She traveled all over the world. She was Greek, I think. Greek? I asked. Weird question, but did she have very black hair? Yes, she had jet black hair, even when she was an old woman. It was very striking. Yep, I got chills right then. Many weeks later, I met another neighbor from down the street that had lived there for 60-plus years, and he starts telling me about Muriel. She was a famous fashion designer. She designed gowns for Rita Hayworth and all the classic film stars.
Oh my gosh, how cool.
I know, right? And she designed costumes for Broadway, too. Her parties were legendary, he tells me. She used to have all of her gay boyfriends from Broadway come up on the train, and they'd drink and sing show tunes at the piano in the dining room all night long. Now, this could all be coincidental, but it just seems to be too much. But she must have been an awesome woman. People from around town have given us some of her original drawings and even an unfinished dress that she was working on.
Oh, how incredible.
I know, that's amazing. There haven't been many more Muriel sightings, but shortly after my wife got pregnant 20 years ago, we both woke up out of a cold sleep at the same time and looked at each other like, what the fuck? And then our bedroom door slammed hard.
Oh, no.
She's like, do not bring a baby into this.
This is a party house.
I am a partier and a fashion designer. And if there are things that children ruin, it's fashion and parties.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Gosh.
You should have seen my fashion before I had kids. Just kidding.
I wish.
Old same, Navy Queen over here.
Same way I blame my car on my kids. I'm like, oh gosh, they make my car. I'm like, no, girl, get real. Your car has always been trashed. Beth knows. She's laughing right now. If she listens.
She doesn't.
I don't think she does.
If she does, she doesn't tell anybody about it.
We like to think that Muriel wasn't a fan of kids. She never had any of her own. She was like, later, y'all, I'm out of here.
Oh,
that's my story. Thanks for reading.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. What a cool story.
What a legendary house.
Yeah. That would be like to learn the history of a house.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you? Now, this is going to be a funny statement coming from me. How can you not believe in like a house having a spirit when you think of all of the life that's been lived in it?
Yeah. Oh, designing dresses for Rita Hayworth. That's amazing.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I mean, just the life that was lived in those walls.
Right.
So cool.
Yeah.
So cool. And I just, you know, I love a good independent woman who's like, you know what? I'm just going to live life to the fullest.
Yeah. I'm going to surround myself by my friends.
I'm going to have the best life. I mean, I feel like I was her at one point and then I got knocked up, but you know,
I'm
life's
almost
good now
certain
too.
You never gathered around a piano and played, sang show tunes.
I never played and I never did show tunes, but I'm sure I did some things on a piano at one point in my life. Oh, fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you want to debunk it?
Oh, yeah, I forgot that's what I was supposed to do. I really kind of don't want to because it's so fun. I mean, it was like one tiny little sighting. It was like...
It was just one time she saw the ghost.
Well, it was also like they were drinking. There was a lot going on.
But she could describe her.
Yeah, but like even the person brings it up and says it. But I mean, could there have been a point where they saw a picture of this person somewhere in the house or something left over from this person or they knew about her in some way and that was what they manifested in their mind?
The part that makes it more... What's the word I'm trying to think? Like substantial?
Believable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that she was an old woman with jet black hair.
Yeah.
Like if you just saw her out of the corner of your eye and you saw a woman with jet black hair, your mind would fill in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, she's, young. I see a young lady over there. Like
right.
I see a young woman over there in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
But like she got a, or this person, I think he, right? I don't know. This person got a good enough look at them to go, I was an old lady, but with jet black hair. Like I really saw them.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting to me.
Did they say that specifically?
Yes, they did.
I feel like they said, I feel like when they saw, did they say old lady?
They said, I saw an old woman with jet black hair. Because as soon as I heard that, I thought, well, that's weird.
Okay, well, I believe what your ears hear. yeah, I don't know. I just think that it was, to me, during a party, it was a
party of four people. It was four people.
Yeah, but there's like booze happening and they're singing and they're dancing and they're like everything's happening. And when they said this, like nobody else saw it.
Yeah, that makes it more ghost-like.
Yeah, but to me, it makes it more like, and they even said like almost like a premonition. Like it wasn't necessarily actual.
They said perceived, not premonition.
Oh, good grief. Did anybody listen to this story?
I listened so well. Okay. More, I perceived it more than I saw it. Like in their head, they're seeing.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like I perceived it. I did. It wasn't actually there.
But they actually made out a figure in their brain, even if it was in their brain. It was like somebody implanted it in their brain.
Okay, so now you're entering my world.
No, there's
what did you just say? It's like something implanted it into their brain.
There's no living outside source that would have done that.
Yeah, there is. History.
They didn't know.
Stories that they know of that they remember hearing. Like, what if the realtor who sold them the house happens to be like talking to them, telling them the story of this house, saying the names of this person, talks to them, whatever. This person's in the other room, looking around, not really paying attention, paying more attention to like the windows and whatnot. But that does enter their brain, like they're halfway listening to it. Years go by, they're sitting there, they have a moment, piano bar, like maybe that was a part of the story. All of these things are happening. And then that image pops into their mind.
You don't
Inception.
Think...
Inception. Have you watched the movie?
Yes, I've watched
I think
the
you
movie.
Need to watch it again.
You don't think...
Also, don't understand the movie at all. So I should probably watch it again.
That's a great movie.
Oh,
I really
it confused
like it.
The hell out of me. But I'm like, I know what Inception is. So I can kind of deduce what the movie is trying to say. But every time I'm like, oh, I hate this movie. It confuses me so much.
Yeah. Well, okay, listen. I don't think that the realtor was walking around going, and out of all of these facts, you should have seen... Even when she was a tiny old lady, she had really jet black hair. And that is what this person saw.
She was an older lady with jet black hair. Blah, 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 blah,
Why
blah, blah,
Why would
blah.
They say that? Out of all the living things to say about this wonderful,
well,
incredible
clearly,
person.
That was impactful because even the neighbors brought it up.
The neighbor said it when they mentioned this Greek woman. And he was like, and he said, they said, Greek?
Okay, fine. You want to get all specific. So the realtor is like, yes, she died when she was 84 years old, blah, blah, blah. Starts telling the story. She was great. She didn't mention the great, just she died. She was a very lively woman. She blah, 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 blah. The neighbors then fill in.
No, because this person saw it in their mind's eye before they talked to the neighbors.
Okay, so she mentions that she dies when she's 84, but then she goes back and she's like, oh, she was striking.
Oh my gosh. You're so annoying.
Jet black hair. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, whatever.
I'd watch her play soccer.
I would too, and in a dress.
Or shorts. I mean, what do I care? On a piano bar. I mean, wherever. Where are we headed with this? Okay. My whole point is Inception is strong, and you said it yourself and planted it into your brain.
I think, what was her name? Muriel?
Muriel.
Mm-hmm. Muriel. I love that name.
Mm-hmm.
Muriel. Implanted that, like, I want you to see that I'm here and I love this.
Mm.
I love that you're using my house the way I use my house. Mm. You've got your friends over and I am having so much fun with you guys.
Okay.
I think Muriel put that little thought in their brain. Mm-hmm. I think Inception happened, but from beyond.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't believe it, but I like the idea of it.
Okay, well, I'll take it. Thank you so much for that story, Reddit
yes,
user.
Thank you, Reddit user.
I love it. I love being... Like using my imagination to envision those parties. That sounds like so much fun.
Me too.
And well, I have no fashion. I like to think about what cool fashion would look like in the 30s.
Oh, I love to look at it. Yeah. I just don't know how to pull it off.
Yeah. That show you got me watching, Gentlemen of Moscow.
Oh, right. It's beautiful
fashion. The fashion there is gorgeous.
It is.
Okay. I'm going to read a story that I read on Facebook and asked for permission. And
nice.
He said yes. So this is Dan's story.
Here we go. Hello, Dan.
About 3 years ago, I was going through a really rough patch after a breakup and was feeling very low. I love to paint, but most of my paintings are not what I'd call very good. One night, I felt the urge to paint to distract myself. It was motivation I hadn't had in months. It came out of nowhere. I just felt oddly compelled. I sat down and obsessed over this painting and finished it in one sitting. I was shocked at how good it was and detailed compared to anything I had ever done before. Having finished and feeling tired, I went to bed. That night, I had a terrifying and vivid dream with a woman in my painting standing at the end of my bed, staring at me and saying something to me that I don't remember, but I remember feeling scared. I woke up the next morning and shook it off, assuming it was because I had been so focused on the painting for hours. Debunking before you can. Love to see it. This is when things started happening in my home. The painting sits on an easel facing my bathroom. I started seeing a new girl. She came over one night. It was late and we were watching a movie. She went to the washroom. Oh, they must be Canadian or English. I didn't check.
Was her name Zoe Deschanel?
No, oh, why?
Started seeing a new girl.
Oh. You're so dumb.
I just kept waiting for you to take a breath and you wouldn't. I'm like, I'm trying to make a joke here.
Oh, that's funny.
I was like, didn't land as well. But if you'd have taken a breath right when I wanted to, I could have intervened. But, you know, trying to be polite over here.
Oh, that's so funny. I was like, I thought she was married to one of those property brother guys.
Maybe, but she's still the new girl.
Oh, funny.
Mildly.
No, it made me laugh. Made me chuckle out loud. That's good. She came out white as a ghost, asking if it was me banging on the wall behind the mirror. I told her, no, there is nothing behind the bathroom wall.
Wait, who is this again? Oh, the Zoe. New girl. Zoe Deschanel.
Zoe Deschanel went to the bathroom.
Okay, so his new girlfriend is...
goes to the washroom.
Okay, goes to the washroom.
And when she comes back, she's white as a ghost.
Okay.
And says somebody was banging on the wall right behind the mirror.
Ooh, okay.
In the bathroom.
That's really weird.
Right? I told her, no, there is nothing behind the bathroom wall. It's an exterior wall, and I had been on the couch the whole time.
Okay.
It scared her enough that she refused to come over again. She said it was a loud pounding so hard the mirror was shaking. I've seen a few girls over the past few years since painting this, and every time they come over, it's the same thing. They experience banging on the wall behind my bed.
Dan, that should only be you doing that work. Sorry. I'm so sorry, Dan. You do not know me. You do not know this podcast. That was so inappropriate. Whenever my daughter gets all her inappropriate things from.
Go ahead. Oh, you and your stripping dancing. I know. All the time.
Can't even help it.
They experience banging on the wall behind my bed, bathroom walls, etc. I have never heard the banging myself, but decided to put the painting away in a closet one day 2 months ago because I started dating someone, my current girlfriend, and I didn't want to keep creeping her out with that painting being out. And because the stories were starting to freak me out. That night, I was woken up by a very loud banging on my wall right behind the head of my bed. I looked up and my dog was standing over me in bed with her paws on my chest, staring at the wall as if to protect me.
Ooh.
I've never seen her do that before. The banging lasted about 20 seconds and was very loud, like someone was trying to punch through the wall.
That's creepy.
That is awful. It terrified me and my dog. Behind my bed is just a walk-in closet, essentially just an empty room with no pipes or anything to explain the banging in the wall. The next day, I put the painting back on the easel, and I haven't experienced the banging since. It should also be noted that my current girlfriend, who I love dearly and has made me so happy, has never experienced anything. But now, things in my house sometimes disappear or are moved to other places. Almost seems like a just a reminder that I'm still here kind of thing. This painting terrifies me, but I've never heard of someone painting something that invites a spirit. I feel like I'm crazy. I've always been a skeptic to these types of things, but I have no explanation for any of this.
What's the painting of?
Oh, I can show you a picture of it.
Oh, good. I was like, I need to know, is it a woman?
Yeah, it is a woman. And I will text.
Ooh, so he's thinking like he paint. All right, Dan, let's let that ego settle down a little bit. Like, he created this woman that's jealous of all of these other women is kind of what it sounds like. Again, or your ego just getting a little out of control, Dan.
If I show
but you're a new listener, so I don't want to offend you.
If I show you from here, can you?
Girl, there's no tell. Wow, I was definitely not seeing that photo or that that painting. I was picturing a much more seductive,
okay,
like temptress woman,
yeah,
in the portrait that he had painted, and like that woman was so okay. Maybe that's not his ego. I mean, maybe like he painted that because. If Dan gives us permission, maybe we'll put this photo on Facebook so you all can see it, but very scary. Kind of definitely like witchy vibes.
Kind of definitely, right? Looks a little bit like Glenn Close coming in from the rain.
Yeah, definitely not what I saw coming. So now I kind of don't know where my angle was. My original angle was that Dan's ego Dan, I'm so sorry. Clearly not your ego.
She's just met a lot of men.
Exactly. I thought maybe you like painted this beautiful woman that was like, this would be the woman that would be
right, like a, you know, like a weird science moment.
Right. But no. This is like, whoa, I don't even know where that came from. Subconscious for sure. You got some things going on, Dan.
Or something was calling him. Like it almost seems.
Well, sure, that's what you will say. But what I'm saying is like, no, that's just his creativity coming out.
But it almost seems like something was compelling him to suddenly sit and paint. And the way I'm reading it, it sounds like he doesn't typically like sit and work on a painting for hours and hours and hours.
I mean, when you've got something like that to paint, you got to get it out. Get it out, get it on a painting. I'm not saying it's not a well-done painting. It's an amazingly, like, talent is definitely in
that
painting.
There's like a lot of emotion in that painting.
Definitely a lot of emotion. I mean, it's scary. It's a scary looking woman.
Yeah.
Okay. But not at all what I was picturing. So I'm just kind of struggling here. Okay. So the banging on the wall could totally be something separate, though.
But it's an outside exterior wall.
Sometimes, that makes it more believable.
Sometimes. And then sometimes it's in his closet, his walk-in closet. Mm-hmm. Also, the banging was so loud, it was shaking the mirror, but he couldn't hear it from where he was, like right outside the bathroom.
Well, we don't know how far back the room was.
Still, I
don't
care.
And it's an exterior wall. So like, what if something was... I don't know what would make a sound that loud, but I'm trying, you know.
And happened multiple times.
Something outside could have made that sound.
Maybe once, but multiple times when you have girls over, that's
well,
weird.
Well, or you got a stalker. You got a legit, your ego should be at play because maybe one of those exes, oh my gosh.
Maybe that woman.
James and I watched a documentary the other day on Netflix. You got to watch it. Shoot, I can't remember the name of it. Every time.
Was it Lover?
It was about this man and he was dating two women.
Yeah. I've heard so many podcasts about this that I feel like I don't have to watch it.
Holy crap. And the twist that it took.
Yeah.
It was not girl number two. It was girl number one.
Spoiler.
The whole time. Sorry, that was a spoiler. But
we don't know what it's called, so you can't really be spoiled. Yeah.
Could be anything. Could be named anything. But anyway, that's kind of what this is like. Okay, what if it really is a stalker? Yeah. What if it's somebody who is watching your house? I mean, they see a woman come in. I mean, Dan, you sound like a handsome man.
Listen,
you sound like you don't have any problem in the ladies department.
I do think that it was this ghost of this woman. But if I had to go...
She was a ghost stalker?
If I had to go that it's not a ghost, if I was the skeptical one, like what if this old woman really was like stalking him? And that one time he had the dream, she really was in his house.
Thank you.
And
that's what compelled him.
Oh, that's so Inception scary.
Again. That's some so might scary. Say again, Inception.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Thank you. So you just solidified my debunks tonight.
I don't believe that. I think it really was a ghost, but that is
well,
really
of course
creepy.
You believe that, but you heard it here first. Aaron believes in Inception as well.
Inception from spirits. I sure do. Mm-hmm. 100% I do. Mm-hmm. I don't even feel weird saying that. I feel like a ghost can plant something in your head. Because they want you to see it. 100%.
Okay, well, fine. Well, you believe that, and I'll believe what I believe. Look at that. It's like we land here every week.
We're like, we've become house. You know, like every episode
has
the same pattern.
It really like, does.
There's a snarky doctor.
ER or Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, but house
they
is
all
especially.
Do.
Like ER at least has like different.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, ER is like, oh, there's this one case that nobody can solve. Not even house. Oh my gosh, there's 5 minutes left and he's not going to solve it. Wait, he figured it
there,
out.
There, he got it. And or She Wrote's kind of the same way too.
That's true. Man, I love
it. There's
Murder
a lot
Wrote.
Of patterns. Matlock always solves it.
I think about Matlock at least once a year. That episode where the guy used the ticket
Mustard?
Stub.
Mustard? It was the ticket stub.
He went and he bought a ticket. He went to the movies and then left and murdered somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back and he's like, well, look, I've got my ticket stub. There's my alibi. And they were like,
not
turns
Matlock.
Out, you can't trick Matlock. He's like, I drove from the movie theater to this place, pretended to kill somebody, came back and I had plenty of time.
Boom, drop that mic, Matlock.
Matlock.
I mean, he's so brilliant.
He always kind of acted like that bumbling idiot. Freaking love Matlock.
Right. Who doesn't love a bumbling idiot that knows the entire time?
Yep.
I kind of hate people like that because I'm like, hold on, either you are or you're not. Like, don't give me an act. But Matlock, I did enjoy watching him.
Yeah, Matlock's great.
Okay.
It's your turn.
It is my turn, not for another story, but for Are You Ready?
Fan
favorite. All right, so tonight's fan favorite is the lovely, the one, the only, Alyssa.
All right.
Shut the front freaking door, Alyssa says. All my weird little posts on Facebook have finally landed me. Aww. The fan favorite. You know it, Alyssa. You know, I was paying attention, girl. I was just waiting for your time. In the famous words of Snoop Dogg, I want to thank me for me. Just kidding. Like, I love it. She's like making herself laugh. Oh, Alyssa, I did it right tonight. I do own a small from-home bakery in Pennsylvania.
Oh, cool.
But since I don't ship, I don't think that's fair to plug. No, it is.
Absolutely. What is it called?
And also, we have a huge following in Pennsylvania.
We're the biggest in Pennsylvania.
I think you're our only listener in Pennsylvania. But you could buy from your own bakery. That'd be fine, Alyssa.
Yeah, you should check them out.
Yeah, support yourself, girl. But since I don't ship, I don't think that's fair to plug. Instead, I'd like to just say to go support your local farmers markets. I love a good farmer's market.
Me too. And it's like farmer market season for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, and I definitely did not go to enough last summer.
So I didn't either.
That's going to be my new like goal this summer, to get there at least once a week. There are so many amazing local vendors that get lost or go out of business due to big box retailers. And then in parentheses, oh, Amazon, how I love to hate you.
Oh, man, me too.
It's so true. I like the census just called me the other day. They were like asking me all these questions. Do you ever get those calls?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, let me just give out all my information. But at the same time, I'm like, well, this is so stupid. This information, only you would want to know this. But they did ask, like, when was the last time you bought from Amazon? And I was like, oh, I definitely don't support them. So long time ago. And they're like, well, when is the next time you plan on shopping? I said, oh, probably tomorrow. I'm like, I try really hard not to, but it'll creep up on you.
It's so freaking convenient.
It's so freaking convenient.
They sell everything.
And it's so stupid because I go to the grocery store every week. But if like I'm sitting there on a non-grocery store day.
Yeah.
And I think of something that I haven't bought. Sometimes, not always. Like just last week, those dental, like what are those called? Flossers?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I thought, oh, damn it. I forgot to buy those. So what did I do? I just hopped on Amazon instead of just waiting.
Yeah.
My little teeth could have waited till next week.
Your little teeth would have been fine.
They'd have been fine. But I was like, oh, I'll just order them from Amazon. Really, they're going to come here tomorrow.
You could have just come to me because I buy them and then I never use them because I'm like, girl.
So I'm with you, Alyssa. Oh, Amazon, how I love to hate you. Nope, I love and hate you. I don't even love to hate you. I just love and then I hate you. And then I hate you and then I love you. Okay.
I think that's love to hating.
Oh, something. If you'll allow me to gush for a second. I want to thank you. Oh, now she's really going to get real sweet.
Oh, no.
I want to thank you for your podcast and all the laughs you bring me while I stay up late baking or just hiding from my kids. Oh, Alyssa, that's exactly what we're doing. That's actually what started this podcast.
For sure.
It gave us a reason to hide from our kids. I feel like I know you through the hilarious banter. I wish I lived closer for some in-person drinks and laughs. I'll use this as a sign to write my story down and send it in.
Girl, what are you doing over
there?
What
are you waiting for? Alyssa, if I'd have known this, I'd have done it last year.
Right.
Okay. Not 2 years ago, because I don't know that you listened 2 years ago. I don't know when you listened, but come on, what are you waiting for? Thank you, hashtag honored. Do we even use hashtags anymore? Good question. I never even knew what they were for when they were used.
Listen, I just finished the circle. So hashtag, like just hearing the word hashtag is like in my vernacular right now.
Oh, they like, say that a lot?
Yeah, because they're talking so that the computer will say whatever they say. So they're like, hashtag vibes, hashtag we got this, hashtag. And you're like, yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, that's a whole lot. That show is a whole lot.
It's so good.
You're still liking it? Okay.
I mean, it's over now. I've watched this whole season.
I don't watch it, but I just hear you talk about it and I'm just,
I love it. I love it. And you can't shame me for it.
I'm not shaming you. I'm just telling you it's horrible. Alyssa. You're like a true fan favorite, girl. You're not even like somebody we know. We just reached out to you and you're like, oh my gosh. And then you gushed.
I know. It was so sweet.
Ugh, we'll take the gushing.
It almost made me like fan favorite.
Right?
I mean, like, and I always like the fan favorite, but like the segment in general.
No, she hates the segment. So, Alyssa, that was a lot. Like, you just, you did something right there. And I mean, bless your heart. I need to know the name of your bakery.
Yeah. Yeah. Please. We're going to shout that out.
And you don't have to send us anything, but we will still shout you out. Like, what if there is one other person? What if Dan, who wrote in a story tonight, or a Reddit user, what are the chances?
Yeah.
What if they're from Pennsylvania?
Dan's all pissed off because you're talking to somebody.
Yeah, well, Dan should get over it. He's got enough lady friends. He'll be just fine. He does not need me. His ego needs all the ladies. Anyway, Dan, it's okay. Simmer down. You'll be fine. I just don't have any problem telling a man to simmer down.
Nah.
No, but Dan, I like you. It's fine. Alyssa.
You'll be fan favorite next week. Don't worry, Dan.
Yeah. I'll get you back. Alyssa, cheers. Getting a little drunk over here, Alyssa. Okay, Alyssa, for real, I would love to know the name of your bakery. Because also, I just love the names of bakeries. I think bakeries are so fun. And I'd like some pictures. I'd like to imagine.
Love to see some pictures.
So that when Aaron and I come and stay on your couch, we'll know what we're going to go eat in the morning for breakfast.
Yep. And better be a midnight snack. I'm just saying.
Oh, yes, Alyssa. Well, I mean, listen, we're going to be real honest. When we come and stay with you, you own a bakery, so we're going to expect you to bake for us.
Yeah, I'm going to need some sweets.
A lot.
Round the clock sweets.
Yep. But, you know, we'll be fun. We'll laugh. We'll drink a lot. We'll go hide with you in the laundry room. Is that where you're hiding? Oh, no, in the bakery, in the kitchen.
Oh, that's perfect. We'll just sit on your counter and we'll just talk.
While you bake. That's actually my favorite thing. I don't mind cooking at all as long as somebody's sitting right there talking to me.
Yeah.
So we'll do that for you, Alyssa.
Yeah, sounds great. I'm glad you're getting so much out of this.
You're welcome.
She's like, wow.
Man, she is so needy.
Her mind.
Oh, funny. Alyssa, we love you. I mean, it's no wonder I picked you as fan favorite.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alyssa. All right. Well, we have merch for sale, everybody, and I'm going to throw in an incentive.
Oh.
Only for Anchovy Better Paste, because here's the thing.
Okay.
Our wonderful printer, who is, yes, related to us, our cousin, was like, I don't know if you should do two designs, because if you don't get enough of them sold, you're actually going to lose money. And I was like, girl.
Oh, wait. So she was telling us, like, she knew how to do her job?
Yeah.
Okay. And we were like, oh, no, wait, we know how to do your job better than you know how to do your job?
Right.
Boy, that sounds a lot like us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, I didn't say I can do my job better than you can do your job, but
I know your job better than you know your job.
I just thought we'd really still sell so many Anchovy Better Paste. Mm-hmm. So as an added incentive, if you buy an Anchovy Better Paste, I'm going to throw in a magnet.
Ooh, look at that.
Now, if you buy a ghost one, you're going to get all my love. And I'll say thank you so much. But I need those Anchovy Better Paste to sell.
Yeah, we need those to go.
If you buy both, I'll give you a magnet.
Ooh.
Chill.
We might give you two.
I'll throw a sticker in there.
If you buy both, a magnet and a sticker.
Yeah, but if you get Anchovy Better Paste, you just got to get one of those puppies, hoodie or t-shirt, and I will.
Remember back when we were so excited about getting, we're going to sell merch, and now we're also going to give it away. We're really good at this whole like merch and podcasting thing.
Yeah, we're winging it. We've sold a lot of the ghost design, which is awesome. Thank you all. And we've sold a few of the Anchovy Better Paste. We just need.
Do y'all not know an Anchovy Better Paste? It means we're getting high.
Yeah. Yeah. Has it been a while? Like, are you not going back?
Yeah. Maybe people don't know. Maybe if you're starting, is this?
Yeah. If you're starting fresh, go back and just listen to Anchovy Better Paste.
Yeah. When that episode is like, we've got Anchovy Better Paste hiding in the refrigerator. She's talking about pot.
That's right.
Boy, I just laid it out there.
You really did. Look,
merch is on the line.
That's right. I'd say we need about 14 more of those to sell.
Okay.
Before 14. We're losing money.
Oh, we could do that.
Yeah. So, you know, whatever. Order one of those. Danny. They're funny.
Danny.
Not Danny. Danny,
do
you've
not.
Ordered.
We still owe you. We have to pay. We owe you a sweater.
Buddy.
That's weird. didn't know we were selling those.
I don't think we are.
We are now. Oh, I wonder what I thought I want to look like. Anyway, not you, Danny. You put your wallet away. We love you.
Danny already ordered some Anchovy Better Paste. You know he was on it.
Danny, I love you.
Yeah, Danny ordered like four things. Three things, maybe. Too much.
And you're going to get another shirt. I don't know who you're going to give it to, but one's on us.
And it will be Anchovy Better Paste. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, if you would like to check out our merch, go to myskepticalsister.com where you can also find out our P.O. box. You can write in. You can find out about Patreon. $3 a month gets you weekly content, including Erin Ruins books.
Ooh, when are we doing that?
I don't know when we're going to do it because I have to read the book first. So it's going to be a minute.
Read the book.
But we're all set for things to go out in May.
Oh, so yeah.
It'll start in June.
You got time.
It'll start in June. I've had a couple people suggest some books.
Okay.
Samantha suggested Colleen Hoover Verity, which has been on my TBR book, except that I hate.
Is that like a word, Verity?
I don't know.
Or is that Variety?
No, it's Verity is the name of the book. I have tried Colleen Hoover books so much, and I really hate them. I hate every one I've read.
Wow, Colleen's really coming at you.
I know. Sorry, Colleen. If you're listening, golly, because she's huge right now. But well, she's
Colleen, why have you not shouted us out one time?
I'm sorry.
Now she's not going to. Look at you.
You know what really ruined it for me? There's like a lot of things that are not my favorite about her writing. But the one that where I was finally like, this is a sign and I need to stop.
No dragon porn?
No. In one book, her love interest name was Miles and her like abusive ex was Blake. And those are both of your kids' names. And
okay,
I was like,
but that's not Colleen's
no,
fault.
No, but they're also, they're all books. They're not my favorite. They're not my favorite.
I mean, Colleen.
That was just the straw that I was like, you know what? I don't think I like these books. I don't think I want to read them anymore. And I haven't. But I did tell Samantha, I said, if I read this and I hate it,
then I'm done
am I
with
gonna,
you.
Is it going to hurt your feelings? And she said, no, I could read it and hate read it. And it'd be okay.
Well, yeah. Oh, that. Yeah. You can't like get mad at Erin if she hates your book. And
yeah.
We both talk shit about it.
Yeah. So there's that one. Taylor sent me a book too. And it's available right now on Libby. So I might be reading that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Emily sent me a book rec. I'm getting a couple and I love it. So
love it.
Yeah. So I'll be reading something very soon and ruining that book for you.
Okay.
And if you would like to hear me ruin a book, join our Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
As Danny mentioned in a post tonight, it's only three teeny tiny dollars.
Just teeny tiny. They're little.
And that's once a month. It costs $3 a month to get your weekly bonus content. And you get a magnet and a sticker with that. You also get discount on our merch.
Mm-hmm.
And $5 a month gets you all that plus our movie night, which if you're listening today on Monday when it comes out, then you just missed it.
I don't even know what we're watching.
I think we're going to watch It Follows. That stupid movie.
Oh my gosh. For real? Is this the time?
I think it's time. Lord. I just need to know if we were extra brave that night. People love that movie.
It is the stupidest movie I've
Although
ever seen.
Heather mentioned on Facebook, she was like, that is the dumbest movie. I was like, yes,
thank you, Heather.
The dumbest.
And also,
movie.
We just have to go out ahead and say it. There's going to be a lot of sex.
Yeah, and B, a lot of naked
a
people.
A lot of naked people. So,
Stephanie also on
I don't
my
know
post.
Who needs to have like, put your earmuffs, put your, like Paula, maybe get Mike to cover
it's
your
not
eyes.
It's scary though, Paula. You'll be fine.
It's not scary.
Stephanie put the perfect little gif of Maggie Simpson or whatever. Lisa Simpson, like, taking off her earrings in a parking lot like she's ready to fight. I'm like, exactly. That's all I wanted that whole time I was watching. I'm like, just go fight them.
Yeah, like, knock them out.
Anyways, we're going to watch that. It should be great.
Okay, yeah.
And, but you've already missed that one. Sorry. You're going to have to join in June.
Yeah, you should have been here.
It was great.
Talking to you, Colleen.
We hate watching. Yeah, Colleen. Like, Colleen. You can't spare $5. You're
right.
Like the
You're
biggest
huge.
Author right now.
Golly.
I don't know why, but you
are.
You
go on a date with Dan, your egos would fight. On-
Oh my gosh. Dan, I'm so sorry. She's the worst.
I'm not.
Oh my gosh. Okay. What was I even talking about?
I don't know. Good. Did you tell him it's a comedy podcast?
Yeah, no, he's fine. Good. He's fine. He can handle it. And if he can't, then see you later, Dan.
Yeah, bye, Dan. It was nice knowing you.
I hope you can handle it. I bet your girlfriend can handle it, so make her listen.
Oh, yeah, she'll love this.
Yeah, she will. Okay, myskepticalsister.com. You can also write in at myskepticalsister@gmail.com. You can rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast. You can tell your friends about us, write your stories in for us. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And golly, I feel like I've talked so much. That's got to be it, right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right, we'll talk to y'all. Oh, no, buy me a coffee if you don't want to commit to a monthly commitment. Buy me a coffee. Look up My Skeptical Sister for a one-time donation. We'll talk to you next week.
Dag.
What's that?
It's Pennsylvania Dutch for goodbye.
Oh, I like it.
La, 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 la.
Ellie, would you get on
see,
the bed?
See, who's the bitch you want now?
Oh, just find your spot, dear.
Nice.
Wow.
I don't know if that was it, Valley opposed or was agreeing. Like, yeah, get it.
So loud. Yeah. I mean, it's okay at the moment, but the next time you put it down, it just.
Well, no matter where
just move the crow food.
Jeez. Just move the crow food. No, that's horrible. It's a wrong joke. Wrong joke, Rue. Just go away. Turn away.